From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers markets are receiving $750,000 in state grants to facilitate purchases of California-grown fruit and vegetables for low-income residents, including seniors. Funds from the California Nutrition Incentive Program will go to 100 farmers markets in the Los Angeles area, the Bay Area, and San Bernardino, Tulare, Butte, Shasta, and Tehama counties. The grants seek to increase access to healthy foods and expand markets for farmers. Farm state lawmakers have introduced the China Trade Cheating Restitution Act, a bill they say would level the playing field for U.S. farmers. The bill would ensure the ag sectors most affected by China's evasion of anti-dumping duties receive an estimated $38.5 million in accrued delinquency interest on duties withheld from 2000 to 2014. The U.S. placed anti-dumping duties on Chinese producers in 2001 to protect domestic producers and condemn China's unfair actions. New USDA Economic Research Service data shows the U.S. dairy sector is experienced a gradual shift in milk production towards larger dairy operations. The research indicates the shift from small dairy herd size farms to large dairy herd size farms mirrors total factor productivity, or TFP, growth across the dairy sector. Between 2000 and 2016, the largest dairy operations experienced a TFP growth rate of 2.993% per year, while the smallest operations increased at an annual rate of 0.6395%. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.